night, the Adelaide Crows girls are 2 from 2, 7-8 defeat of the Western Bulldogs, 2 goals, 11, in what was a very physical game of football last night at Witten Oval.
Exactly. I thought to myself last night during the game, who's going to be the first lady to throw one here?
Well, our co-captain, Chelsea Randall, a very, very good player, joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Chels, congratulations. The coach and the girls must be pleased knocking off a side that was meant to win the premiership this year in the Women's League.
Yeah, just absolutely just stoked, mate. It's just an awesome, awesome feeling. And look, obviously everyone didn't have any belief in us and except ourselves, and we just really wanted to prove that. And I think our girls just came out firing and put it all together, and we're just really lucky that we came home, you know, really grateful and proud that we came away with that win.
Chelsea, look, congratulations with the win, but I thought an important part of our win was the discipline shown by the girls in contrast to the Bulldogs, who gave away some silly free kicks. Our girls, to their credit, just stayed focused on getting the job done, and I thought that was a very important part of our win last night, Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely. We've got an amazing playing group here in our Adelaide Crows girls. They're just awesome, and they just really hold themselves really well, and I think we just want to play for each other. It's honestly like a little family, and to represent the Adelaide Crows club as you guys, you know, as Jazz yourself, is just, it's awesome, so.
Well done. Yeah, no, we're very proud of you girls. Now, Chels, do you think there was too much sniping off the ball? Not so much from our girls. Our girls, like KG said, were outstanding. But the Western Bulldogs, was that their tactic? Because I thought it was poorly coached.
Yeah, good question.
By their respective coach.
Yeah, there was a few kind of hits off the ball, but
it's not a good look, Chels.
It was a physical kind of game.
It was,
for sure. So it was, you know, it was a great. Great quality team, you know, in Western Bulldogs. They moved the ball really well, but it was a very physical game. And, yeah, our girls, like I said, just held themselves really well against them. And the umpires, you know, did see what they saw
and was
very good.
Chelsea, what about the performance of the first game player, young Jenny McCormick? That goal she snapped in the third quarter was such an important goal, and it proved to me that, you know, as time goes on and experience under belt, she's going to be a very, very important player for us.
Yeah, Macca, yeah, Jenna McCormick, she was awesome. She, you know, debuted in her first game with us as an Adelaide Crows player, and we were obviously, unfortunately, she didn't win in a semi-final with Canberra United last week in the soccer, but you know, we were just so so grateful to have her back. And, you know, that's just a glimpse of what she can do. And we're really excited to see more of her.
Hey, Chelsea, have you seen today's advertiser in Adelaide?
I haven't, no. Well, you're right. Tell me about it.
Well, there's a big photograph of you hugging 3 or 4 players on the back page. It's unbelievable.
I think I got a little bit excited. I have seen the photo that you're talking about. No, I was just so proud of my teammate in Sarah Perkins. And, you know, she's just a jet herself. And I was just so proud of her. So I think I got really excited.
Yeah, you did.
I think my legs were just about up on the shoulder when I jumped onto it.
The coach, Bec Goddard, what was her message after the game? Because, as you know, you don't get much of a turnaround. You got Carlton this next Sunday at Thebe Oval at about 11:30. So what was the message in the change rooms after the great win?
It was just around, you know, that we're really proud and be humble and, you know, take this one. And we've still got another job to do in Carlton next week. So prepare well and recover well and let's get ready.
Gee, I tell you what, Chels, the way the girls pumped that song out, I found myself, buddy, trying to sing the song with
sing
you.
Along?
You didn't stuff it up as usual, did you?
I did. I stuffed it up all the time. But it was
good.
It was great fun. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's just a awesome feeling and just so proud of our girls. And we hope to see a big crowd come down at Theberton Oval next week when we do take on the quality side in Carlton.
Erin Phillips, being targeted by most sides. So have you got strategies in place to just give her a bit more protection off the ball and just make sure she's not getting sniped?
Yeah, look, that's obviously our intent is to protect our teammates and make sure that we're all looked after. So it's not just one person's job on any, you know, opposition player. It's all of us. It's everyone's responsibility. So we make sure that we look after our teammates as well.
I love it. Chelsea, congratulations. 2 from 2. Carlton next week, home here at Thebe. I'll be there with bells on. And congratulations to you and the girls.
Chelsea, you let have a froth? You let have a little wine or a couple of frothies today or no alcohol?
No, mate. I'm straight on the water and hydrating. We're about to jump on a plane. So now we've got some jobs to get done first, guys. So.
Righto. Okay. See, that's discipline.
See, it's a pity you weren't as disciplined as Chelsea.
Oh, we had a couple of frothies. We had a few wins in the early days.
Yeah, snuck a few into the plane.
Unbeknownst
to Graham Corns, the coach, just snuck
them in. Well, we hid him in our bag. Well done, Chelsea.
Well done, Chelsea.
Good on you, fellas. Cheers.
I loved it last night.
Chelsea Randall there, the co-captain of the Adelaide Crows, who had a very good win, 25-point win over the Western Bulldogs at Witten Oval.
A good win.
And the girls were terrific.